Hey everyone, welcome back. Why don't you pull up a chair and get comfortable? Take a deep breath. If you've got a warm cup of coffee or tea in your hand right now, why not take a sip? Let the warmth just settle you into this moment. You are listening to The Balanced Mind with me, Dion Bicycle, and I am so incredibly glad you chose to spend this time with me today. We were sitting in our usual spot like we always do, and we're watching the world go by. And honestly, that visual that we see is the perfect place for us to start today. For the last week, I've been thinking a lot about how much time we spend just doing things. If you tuned in last week, you remember we spent our entire conversation talking about what we call occupational wellness. Now, stripped of the fancy words, all it really means is how we handle our daily work, our routines, our chores, and the energy we pour into making every day a living. We talked about how to find satisfaction in our tasks, how to set healthy boundaries at the office, and how to stop our daily treadmills from completely consuming our identity. Now it's a massive piece of a puzzle, right? We have to work, we know that. That's the piece of the puzzle. We have to build, create, and maintain our lives. But here is the trap so many of us fall into. And I know I've been guilty of it more times than I care to admit. We get so incredibly good at the doing part of our life that we totally forgot how to be. We finished a long, exhausting week of hitting targets, answering emails, managing projects, and running errands. We cross every single item of our to-do list. On paper, our occupational life looks completely balanced. But then the weekend hits, or the evening arrives, and we sit down on the couch. We look around the room, and we realize something feels incredibly empty. Why is that? It's because you can have the most successful career in the world. Your bank account can be thriving. And your daily schedule can be perfectly organized. But if you don't have anyone to share it with, the balance is completely gone. That brings us into the heart of our new conversation today. We are crossing a bridge. We are moving away from the world of tasks, work, and productivity, and we're stepping into a beautiful, sometimes messy, but deeply essential world of social wellness. Now, let's keep it simple. Social wellness is the big phrase, but it's actually a very basic human truth. It is simply the art of connection and about who you are sharing this ride with. Think about the bicycle for a second. To keep your bicycle balanced, you have to keep on moving. And that is the motto of my life. To keep a balance, To keep your bicycle balance, you must keep moving. If you stop pedaling, you trip over. It's the exact same thing what happens with our lives. But here's the catch. It is incredibly hard to keep pedaling a bicycle if you are completely isolated. Carrying a heavy load all by yourself, with no one to cheer you on, grab the handles when you're tired or just to ride along with you. Social wellness isn't about being the loudest person in the room. It's about how many numbers you have saved in your phone, or how many people recognize your face when you walk down the street. It's about the quality of space between you and another person, another human being. It's about that feeling you get when you sit down across from old friends, maybe right here in a coffee shop, like we are trying to create here. And within 2 minutes, you feel completely seen, completely heard, completely safe. I was actually reading a fascinating study, from Harvard University not too long ago. It's called the Harvard Study of Adult Development. And it is literally the longest running study on human happiness ever conducted. They tracked hundreds of people for over 85 years. The current director of the study, Dr. Robert Waldinger, summarized decades of data into one beautiful piece of sentence. He said that the clearest message they get from 85 years of research is this: good relationships keep us happier and healthier, period. I wanna stop here. Let's look at that sentence again. Good relationships keep us happier and healthier. Point. Now, the study found that it wasn't career success, money, or even a perfect diet that predicted who would live the longest, healthiest lives. It was the quality of their relationships. The people who were the most satisfied in their relationships at 50 were the healthiest at age 80. Dr. Waldinger even pointed out that loneliness acts like a physical ailment. It physically damages our world over time, just as much as smoking or physical neglect. Sure, isn't that interesting? We live in a world right now that tells us we are more connected than ever before. We can send a message across the globe in half a second. We can see a person from high school, and then we can also see your colleague across the globe somewhere in another country. But let's be honest with each other. A lot of that connection is incredibly thin. It's surface level. It's like looking at the picture of a cup of coffee instead of actually sitting down, smelling the roasted beans, and feeling the warmth. in your hand. It doesn't actually feed the soul when we just look at a cup of coffee. Brigham Young University did a massive review of research involving over 300,000 people, led by Dr. Julian Holt-Lanstedt. Her team looked at how social connections affect our physical survival. What they discovered blew me away. Having weak social connections carries a health risk that is equivalent to smoking 15 cigarettes a day, not vaping, cigarettes. It's wild to think about it, isn't it? We worry so much about our physical health, our weight, and our work stress, but simply become isolated is doing just as much damage to our bodies. True social wellness means having relationships where you can take off the mask. You can be yourself. In our daily work lives, we have to wear different hats, don't we? We might have to be a professional boss, an efficient employee, or strict negotiator, or the polite service provider. We pour so much energy into being that the world expects of us. But social wellness is the antidote to that pressure. It is the safe harbor where you don't have to perform. It's having at least one or two people in your life with whom you can say, you know what, look, I really had a hard day today and I don't have it all together or all figured out. And their response isn't to judge you or to fix you, but to simply say, you know what, I hear you and I am here for you. That is true connection. Human beings are hardwired for this. We aren't meant to be islands. Think back to your oldest stories of humanity. We've always gathered around fires, shared meals, and lived in communities. Why? Because we need each other to survive, but more importantly, we need each other to thrive. When we neglect that part of our lives, we let our work, our stress, and our screens push our relationship to the back burner. We start to lose our emotional traction. The world starts to feel a little colder. The hills we have to climb feel a lot steeper. And the bicycle of life becomes incredibly hard to pedal. Over the next four segments today, we are going to talk about how we actually do that. We will look at how to build solid support structures around ourselves, how to handle the natural friction and disagreements that happen when people get close, and how to become a meaningful part of the larger community. But for now, let's just sit with this basic truth that you matter and your relationship matter. And finding balance between making sure people you love know actually how much they mean to you. So have a sip of coffee, take a deep breath, and we'll be right back with the next part of this episode. See you in a bit. We've still got a little bit of warmth in our hands from the coffee mug, and honestly, this is my favorite part of today's chat, because we are going to lift up our eyes, look out the window together, and we can see how we fit into the bigger picture. So for today, we've crossed the bridge from our busy work lives into social wellness. We've looked at our inner circle, the core group of five people who keep us steady, and we've talked about how to handle the natural bumps, drifts, and misunderstanding in our relationships with a little bit of emotional grace. But social wellness doesn't stop at our front door, and it doesn't stop with your closest friends. True balance means looking at how we connect with the broader world around us. Our neighborhoods, our schools, our workplaces, and our local communities. It's about recognizing that we are all part of a larger web of human life. Lately, it can feel like the world is becoming a more isolated place. We tend to live behind closed doors, high fences, and glowing screens. But human beings were never designed to live in silos. We are born to contribute to something bigger than ourselves. I want to share one last piece of incredible research that beautifully connects to our topic today. And it's also regarding our health, on how we show up for others. There is a concept that researchers call the helper's high. A massive study out of the University of Michigan, led by Dr. Stephanie Brown, tracked older adults over several years to see how voluntary and helping others affected their physical health. What they discovered was mind-blowing. The individuals who provided regular support to friends, relatives, neighbors, and their communities, whether it was running errands, helping with chores, or just being a reliable shoulder to lean on, lived significantly longer, healthier lives than those who didn't. In fact, the research showed that the physical health benefits of giving support were actually greater than the benefits of receiving it. When we step outside of our own heads, our own stress, and our own daily treadmills, to lift someone up, something beautiful happens in our bodies and our minds. Our stress level drops, our sense of purpose skyrockets, and the bicycle of life suddenly feels incredibly light to pedal, contribution is the ultimate fuel for social wellness. It transforms us from isolated individual into a meaningful pieces of or being part of a community. So how do we put all of this into motion this coming week? You know, I love to keep things simple. I don't want you to leave this conversation with a heavy, complicated homework assignment. Here is your single simple challenge for the week ahead. Identify one person in your life who might be going through a bit of a rough patch or a busy season, and make a simple repair attempt. And that is like a gesture of connection. It doesn't need to cost money, and it doesn't need to take hours. Just send a text, a WhatsApp. Say like, hi, just checking in with you. I've been thinking about you. And you can say, you can add on, you know what, you don't need to reply right away. Just wanted you to know I'm thinking about it. Thinking about you. Or better yet, invite them to sit down where we are sitting today, somewhere across the table, where we can have a conversation, but most importantly, where we can listen to the other person. Now, as we bring this episode to a close, I want to speak directly to anyone sitting there tonight, right now, who feels like their bicycle is wobbling and a little too much. Maybe you've realized today that you are carrying a heavy load completely on your own. Maybe the drift in your relationship feels too wide, or the friction feels too overwhelming to handle by yourself. If that's you, please know that you do not have to pedal this road alone. Asking for help isn't a sign that you have failed or a sign of weakness. It is a sign that you are ready to find your balance again. As the holistic counselor, this is exactly what I do. My name is Dion Bicycle, and my passion is helping people navigating the messy, beautiful parts of their life, build emotional resilience, and get back into alignment. If you feel like you need a safe, confidential space to talk, to unpack your thoughts, and to find your footing again without any judgments, I am entirely happy to help you. You can reach out to me directly on Facebook, on the Facebook page, with Dion Bicycle, and you can leave me a note there. And I will come back to you. You can also send me an email at dionlabu.co.za. That is Delta Echo Orange November Lima Alpha Bravo Unit. Drop me a message and I'll come back to you. I just realized I gave you the half of the email. That is Delta Echo Orange November Lima Alpha Bravo Unit at gmail.com. And you'll send me a message and let's connect. I'm eager to help you. Just think of it as sitting down for a deeper conversation, working on the bicycle together until it feels steady again. But let's quickly wrap up this episode by looking at what we looked at today. We looked at our journey today, and we're finishing up for today. Let's look at our social wellness. Social wellness isn't about being popular. It's about being connected. It's moving from the constant doing of your work life into the meaningful being of your personal life. Treasure your inner circle of five people. Give them your best energy instead of your leftover scraps. Give people room to breathe when they get busy in their lives, and look for tiny ways to contribute to the world around you. Thank you so much for spending this time with me today on The Balanced Mind. Your time is precious and I don't take it for granted. Take a deep breath. If you still have coffee, enjoy that. And remember, balance isn't something you find perfectly static. It's something you create every single day by doing those pedals moving forward. Until next week, take care of yourself, look out for each other, and keep moving. See you in the next one. Cheers for now. We've still got a little bit of warmth in our hands from the coffee mug, and honestly, this is my favorite part of today's chat, because we are going to lift up our eyes, look out the window together, and we can see how we fit into the bigger picture. So for today, we've crossed the bridge from our busy work lives into social wellness. We've looked at our inner circle, the core group of five people who keep us steady, and we've talked about how to handle the natural bumps, drifts, and misunderstanding in our relationships with a little bit of emotional grace. But social wellness doesn't stop at our front door, and it doesn't stop with your closest friends. True balance means looking at how we connect with the broader world around us. Our neighborhoods, our schools, our workplaces, and our local communities. It's about recognizing that we are all part of a larger web of human life. Lately, it can feel like the world is becoming a more isolated place. We tend to live behind closed doors, high fences, and glowing screens. But human beings were never designed to live in silos. We are born to contribute to something bigger than ourselves. I want to share one last piece of incredible research that beautifully connects to our topic today. And it's also regarding our health, on how we show up for others. There is a concept that researchers call the helper's high. A massive study out of the University of Michigan, led by Dr. Stephanie Brown, tracked older adults over several years to see how voluntary and helping others affected their physical health. What they discovered was mind-blowing. The individuals who provided regular support to friends, relatives, neighbors, and their communities, whether it was running errands, helping with chores, or just being a reliable shoulder to lean on, lived significantly longer, healthier lives than those who didn't. In fact, the research showed that the physical health benefits of giving support were actually greater than the benefits of receiving it. When we step outside of our own heads, our own stress, and our own daily treadmills. The lift, to lift someone up. Something beautiful happens in our bodies and our minds. Our stress level drops. Our sense of purpose skyrockets. And the bicycle of life suddenly feels incredibly light to pedal, contributing, or rather contribution is the ultimate fuel for social wellness. It transforms us from isolated individual into a meaningful pieces of or being part of a community. So how do we put all of this into motion this coming week? You know, I love to keep things simple. I don't want you to leave this conversation with a heavy, complicated homework assignment. Here is your single, simple challenge for the week ahead. Identify one person in your life who might be going through a bit of a rough patch or a busy season and make a simple repair attempt. And that is like a gesture of connection. It doesn't need to cost money and it doesn't need to take hours. Just send a text, a WhatsApp, say like, hi, just checking in with you, I've been thinking about you. And you can say, you can add on, you know what, you don't need to reply right away, just wanted you to know I'm thinking about it, thinking about you. Or better yet, invite them to sit down where we are sitting today. Somewhere across the table where we can have a conversation, but most importantly, where we can listen to the other person. Now, as we bring this episode to a close, I want to speak directly to anyone sitting there tonight, right now, who feels like their bicycle is wobbling and a little too much. Maybe you've realized today that you are carrying a heavy load completely on your own. Maybe the drift in your relationship feels too wide, or the friction feels too overwhelming to handle by yourself. If that's you, please know that you do not have to pedal this road alone. Asking for help isn't a sign that you have failed or a sign of weakness. It is a sign that you are ready to find your balance again. As the holistic counselor, this is exactly what I do. My name is Dion Bicycle, and my passion is helping people navigating the messy, beautiful parts of their life, build emotional resilience, and get back into alignment. If you feel like you need a safe, confidential space to talk, to unpack your thoughts, and to find your footing again without any judgments, I am entirely happy to help you. You can reach out to me directly on Facebook, on the Facebook page, but with Dion Bicycle, and you can leave me a note there. And I will come back to you. You can also send me an email at dionlabu.co.za. That is Delta Echo Orange November Lima Alpha Bravo Unit. Drop me a message And I'll come back to you. I just realized I gave you the half of the email. That is Delta Echo Orange November Lima Alpha Bravo Unit @gmail.com. And you'll send me a message and let's connect. I'm eager to help you. Just think of it as sitting down for a deeper conversation, working on the bicycle together until it feels steady again. But let's quickly wrap up this episode by looking at what we looked at today. We looked at our journey today and we're finishing up for today. Let's look at our social wellness. Social wellness isn't about being popular. It's about being connected. It's moving from the constant doing of your work life into the meaningful being of your personal life. Treasure your inner circle of five people. Give them your best energy instead of your leftover scraps. Give people room to breathe when they get busy in their lives. And look for tiny ways to contribute to the world around you. Thank you so much for spending this time with me today on the Balanced Mind. Your time is precious and I don't take it for granted. Take a deep breath. If you still have coffee, enjoy that. And remember, balance isn't something you find perfectly static. It's something you create every single day by doing those pedals moving forward. Until next week, take care of yourself, look out for each other, and keep moving. See you in the next one. Cheers for now.